We live in a society of abundance. It seems that no matter how much we have, we always want more or the next best new thing. We have an issue with contentment. One of my all-time favorite songs is Desperado, performed by the Eagles and written by Don Henley and Glenn Frey. The lyrics state, "Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones you can't get." And isn't that the truth? Well, as Christians, we need to have more self-control and contentment than that. I believe it comes down to what makes us happy, because we'll always look for more of that. So please join me for a few minutes today as we discuss the topic of where is your delight? Before we begin this morning, just a quick reminder that we're going to take a short break from the lemonades next week. So there will be no lemonades Monday the 7th of September through Friday the 11th. Then we will pick back up on the 14th of September. Hopefully it will either give you a nice break or allow you to catch up on some of the older ones. But either way, I thank you so much for all of your kind comments and support during this endeavor. As mentioned in the introduction, we are asking a question today. Where is your delight? There are about 7 Hebrew words and 2 Greek words that are translated delight or some form of it throughout our English Bibles. It is defined by the Dictionary of Bible Themes as a sense of joy and pleasure experienced especially through accomplishments and relationships. Basically, we experience joy when we are around certain people and accomplish certain things. What those things are going to be different from person to person and will probably change over time for each person. For example, I can remember as a young man before I was married or had kids, people I barely knew showing me pictures of their kids. I was always polite, but I kept thinking, why does this person think I want to see pictures of their kids? Well, once I had kids of my own, I understood. And now I love to see pictures of other people's kids because it reminds me of my own. And then I get an opportunity to show them pictures of my kids, which of course, everyone wants to see pictures of my kids. And that's kind of the understanding that we have. Why did my attitude change? Why do I now delight in something that used to annoy me? My circumstances changed, and with it, my mindset. If you are a Christian, you may have had similar transition when it came to worship. Maybe as a kid, you didn't want to go to church, but now as an adult, you get to go to worship. Well, as Christians, there are some things that God tells us to delight in. But before we do that, I want you to understand that delight can work the other way too. Notice Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate. And she gave it also to her husband with her and he ate. It was because Eve delighted in something physical that she ignored the spiritual in this moment. And we all fall short from time to time, delighting in the wrong things. Notice also Colossians 2 and verse 18. Let no one keep defrauding you of your prize by delighting in self-abasement and the worship of angels, taking his stand on visions he has seen, inflated without cause by his fleshly mind. Paul is warning the Colossian brethren of false teachers. Notice that these men who are false teachers delight in leading people astray with false humility, false worship, and false doctrine. They are delighted that they are able to lead people astray from God. These types of people are still out there today, and we need to make sure that we are delighting in the right things to keep the false out. We should delight in God himself. I want to look at Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 14. It says, "Then you will take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." This really only makes sense if you look at the entire context. Isaiah says, then you will take delight in the Lord. Well, when will we take delight in the Lord? The context of the chapter is a contrast between true and false fasting. Basically, in the first 13 verses, God, through the pen of Isaiah, tells Israel that they are fasting in the wrong way. They are fasting for strife and wickedness. Then he explains the type of fast that he does want, one done out of humility. He wants them not just fasting, but giving to the needy and poor at the same time, which obviously they weren't doing. He wants them being obedient to his law and honoring his Sabbath day once again. It is only then that their delight will be in God. Many will say their delight is in God, but the actions do not follow. God expects both of us. If our delight is in God himself, then our delight will also come in his word. The first psalm in the verse 2 says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." Also twice in the 119th psalm, the delight of God's word is mentioned. First in verse 24, "Your testimonies also are my delight, they are my counselors." And in verse 35, "Make me walk in the paths of your commandments, for I delight in it." If we delight in something, then we will do it more often. How often are we delighting in God's word? But I also want to notice from both of these verses in the 119th Psalm, the writer doesn't just say to delight in the words of God, but they lead him to act. In verse 24, he says that the words of God are his counselors, meaning that God's word leads him in his actions. In verse 35, the writer requests that God make him walk in the paths of God's commandments. Again, this isn't saying, "I love God" or "I love God's word." It is actually living the life. I have often said that many of us in the face of death would never deny God or his son. If someone put a gun to our heads and said, "Deny God and you'll live," I truly believe that many of us would say, "I will never deny him." But so many that would be willing to die for the cause of Christ refuse to live for him today. So until next time, I encourage you to delight in God, in his word, and in his will.